So here's the setup. Two labs on different ends of campus. In one lab, the receiver, Andrea Stocco. He has a device on his head that beams a focused magnetic field into his brain. Across campus, in another lab, sits the sender, Rajesh Rao, wearing a cap outfitted with electrodes.
The question was whether we could transmit information from one person's brain directly to another person's brain.
They tested this by having Rao watch a simple video game on a screen, Cannon versus Pirate Ship. When the moment came to fire the cannon, Rao imagined his right hand reaching out and tapping the spacebar. A half mile away, Stocco, who could not see the video game, hit the spacebar at the exact moment.
Yes! Success!
All right.
That's from a video published by the university. So, to recap, Rao had the thought, the EEG electrodes on his head recorded it, and software translated it into a digital message. The message zipped across the internet, where it gave a command to the magnetic coil on Stocco's head. That device zapped the part of his brain's motor cortex that controls his right hand. And voila. And how did it feel for Stocco to have someone else's brain control his own hand?
My arm wanted to move by himself, and he was actually moving. I saw it like lifting up and pressing the button. The feeling was that I was quite literally lending parts of my brain to somebody else.
The experiment is believed to be the first time one person has lent out part of his brain to another. It could open up all kinds of possibilities in the future. Maybe guiding an untrained person to pilot a plane in an emergency, for example. And yes, Rao and Stocco are well aware of how far out this stuff sounds.
The first thought that comes to mind is mind control.
But they say this isn't really a step towards some sci-fi dystopia. So far, the method only works for very simple yes-no type commands. And both participants have to be willing. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.